finally get a chance to do a pregame we can use. We did one the other day with the Cozad game, but darn it, weather played a factor in that. Hopefully that, I haven't heard, that's going to be hopefully rescheduled sometime.
Yeah, I think it has to be because they're in our conference, mm-hmm. So I think we're going to try to get it in January.
Don't want to lose games like that, do you?
No, definitely don't want to.
Well, you get a couple of days more of preparation time for two tough teams, Kearney Catholic tonight and Holdridge again coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately, when we didn't have the game, we didn't get to have practice either. So yeah. That was kind of a wasted day. But we're preparing for Kearney Catholic, and I think we got a pretty good game plan.
What about the Stars? They're some pretty good individuals. I think they're juniors. Talking to Coach Petrie, their juniors are kind of their scorers this year.
Yeah, they have a really good group of girls. They have a really, really tall group of girls also. So they're definitely a lot taller than us, but we are going to have to use our speed mm-hmm. to combat that. Have to take care of the ball a little bit better than what we have in the past on the press break. But if we can do that, I think we have a really good chance.
They compare to anybody you've played so far this year?
We've played some tall teams. Burlington was pretty tall. They had a couple 6-foot girls and stuff like that, and very athletic. So I think we'll be prepared for them.
All right, and just a couple more days of preparation. Once again, after the Goodland tournament, where you saw some good things. I know you would have liked to win a few more games, but still saw some good things over the weekend.
Oh yeah, I wasn't disappointed at Goodland at all. We definitely were in the harder side of the bracket, and we played a really good game. Yeah, the other team just happened to make some shots at the right time, and our shots happened to not go in. But as far as the effort and everything else, we really played a good game.
Holdridge again coming up tomorrow at their place, talking with their coach. They feel like they're off to not a bad start this year with some pretty good talent.
Yeah, Holdridge plays really good defense, and they have a team. I think they play about 8 girls on their team, and so they'll be really good competition. Both teams, I think tonight we might play a little bit, see a little bit more zone than what we see against Holdridge, since they're usually a man-to-man team, but you never know.
Mm-hmm. Chance still to win. You could win these two games going into the break, and you've got to get a little momentum because, boy, you got a long break with no holiday tournament this year.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad mm-hmm. thing. I like playing in the holiday tournament, so hopefully they end up getting one next year, but it will give us a few more days to practice and get a little bit better. We're going to start working on more on defense, and mm-hmm. so that'll be a good thing also.
I'm sure you're going to go right up until that moratorium to get the 5 days, come back, and get after it again, aren't you?
No, we probably won't go Thursday.
Okay.
Since we don't have school, we'll probably give them a day off there, but do a little bit of team building and things like that on that day. But I think that the girls will come back from the break really well, too.